1-877-LOG-RACE. 1-877-LOG-RACE. Free for all Friday continues when we go to New York with Jordan, who's streaming. Jordan, thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I've been listening to your show for about 2 weeks, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Well, I'm calling because I usually listen on my iPod, so I was just listening earlier today to the episode where you were at the Baptist convention.
Yes, sir.
And you were talking to you were telling a gentleman, I forget his name, about what it is to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, that made me realize that I am actually a born again atheist.
Is that right?
Well, that's the way I feel about it, because I felt like I have had that experience where all of a sudden I did see very clearly that how beautiful the universe was in a way that there was no God, in my opinion. That's okay. The way I feel about it.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
I don't know that I was talking about a faith or faithlessness based on feelings.
Well, okay, you're right. But when you describe it, you say that, well, you guys talk about the law and about how the law kills you a bit. And it just, when I've had this revelation, it just, you know, shattered me. And I was just like, oh, my God, metaphorically speaking. Sorry about that.
Man, blasphemy aside, yes.
and I was like, wow. And then from there, I just felt like it was all new.
Well, but feelings can be wrong, Jordan. You can go to a concert and get all kind of a secular concert, and you can have all kinds of feelings and emotions and euphoria, but that doesn't make it true. See, experience doesn't validate necessarily anything. The question is still, what is truth? I'm curious about what you said, that you looked at creation and that proved to you that there wasn't a creator?
Well, I don't think of it as creation, because I would only call something creation if it was created, and I...
Yeah, but what led you to conclude that it wasn't?
Reading a book.
Which one?
It was a book called Sock by Penn Jillette.
Oh, right. Yeah, and what did Penn Jillette say that convinced you?
I don't know the exact words. It was more just kind of the whole thing in general. It's a very good book, if you ask me. I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't want to read it, but I enjoy it quite a bit.
Okay, so Jordan, here's what I just heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
You are staking your worldview and your potential eternity based on a book that was overall good, but I can't remember exactly what the guy said that convinced me.
Well, I mean, I have it. I can read it again. I've only read it once, so I don't have it memorized yet or anything like that.
Okay, but my parroting back to you what I just heard, would you disagree with me?
That
you are staking your worldview, your attitude toward a potential creator, potential eternity based on a book that impressed you, but you don't really remember anything from it about what convinced you.
No. I wouldn't say that that's what I'm entirely basing it on. I mean, I'm basing it on my whole, everything I've seen and heard in my life. That was just the moment when.
So, Jordan, what was the big thing that made you go, snap, that's it?
What
in the book?
Well, because basically it said, there was a part where he says, he's talking about being agnostic, which for a long time I had said, well, I'm just agnostic. And he basically says, I should really say one of the characters in the book says, it's a novel, it's not a book about theology. One of the characters says that being agnostic really doesn't have anything to do with it. Either you live your life like there is a God, or you live it like there isn't a God. And whether you've said that you've decided or not, your actions will speak to either believing there's a God or not. And I looked at what I had been, and I said, oh, well, I clearly don't believe it.
But there's a second option, though. You can know that there is a God, but still be in rebellion. So I do believe that there's another category available here.
Well, be in rebellion to believing in him, or to
what he said, I think, is rather insightful. You forget what your faith statement is. How are you living? And that tells me what you believe. I wouldn't disagree with him there. But at the same time, there is a third category, and that is the individual who knows that it's true, but shakes the fist and goes, I'm going to live the way I want to anyway.
Well, I think that, to be totally honest with you, if I did believe in God, I probably would be more likely to live like that. I mean, I doubt I would want to live.
Yeah, but not everybody, Jordan.
Of course,
and that's not always true, because sin is fun. Well, it is for a season. There's a lot about sin that is very pleasurable. And so there's a lot of people who say, you know what? I look at the creation. I know there's a creator. My conscience tells me I've done wrong. But you know what? I like my fill in the blank. And they just choose to follow the path of the flesh as opposed to bending the knee. And that's almost always, that's really, it's that or pride, Jordan. It's either sin that we just want to keep on doing. It's pride. Or for some people, and it does happen occasionally, they just don't think that they could possibly be forgiven by God because they're so filthy. So we actually had an atheist who called in yesterday, which is always a treat. I love it when you call in. But I would suggest there's three reasons, Jordan, why you're suppressing the truth. Because I believe that you know there's a God. I know you disagree with that, but I believe you know that. And so you're suppressing that truth either because you want to keep on sinning. There's a particular sin, probably, that you really enjoy. The second option is you're just not going to bend the knee to that God because you like being on top of your own little heap. Or the third one is, again, you just think you're too dirty. There's no way God could forgive you.
Well, I don't think you're right. But hypothetically speaking, if I said that you were right about that, yeah, it would probably be the second. Because I must say, one of the things that upsets me, I do very firmly believe that I am an atheist and that atheism is not only all right, it is good. One of the things that upsets me most is when it is implied that being an atheist means that there is a lack of morals. And I believe that I am a very moral person and that I do know right from wrong. And even more so, I kind of believe that it's because I'm an atheist that I feel that way.
Yeah.
Because often I feel that if I believed in God, I would be more inclined to do bad because I would be very angry at him.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, I would, whether you're moral or not, the word that I would substitute there is you think you're a good person.
Of course.
Yeah. That's pride is what that is.
Well, I mean, but don't, okay. I mean, that's something I wonder about a lot. You guys have, because like I said, I listen to your. I've been listening for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
I've watched every episode of the TV show.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching. I disagree with almost everything, but I watch. I like watching.
Okay,
things
so let me ask you this question, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you disagree that you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous adulterer at heart?
Only kind of.
Okay, so agree with that.
I would agree that by your definitions, I am. Yes.
Okay, so by our definition, by the actually
by
the morality,
by the
which,
definition of the God that
I agree with you. You probably do have a standard of morality because I think that there's another supernatural act, that there's a conscience that God has given you for you to know right from wrong. But you would agree then with that standard of morality that you're not a good person.
But I would not agree that that standard of morality is accurate.
So you think lying is good?
No, I think just like you, I believe that all people lie.
But that doesn't make it good.
Here's the question I have. Is there ever a case in which breaking one of the Ten Commandments is acceptable?
I don't know. I mean, we could go find the little caveat, but I think, you know, let's answer the question. Have we ever broken the commandment outright? And you'd agree that you have?
Sure.
You'd say stealing is wrong, right?
Yes.
Lusting is bad, wouldn't you agree?
Well, no, I wouldn't agree on
that. You like that one?
I just don't think it's wrong. I mean, sure, I like it fine.
Yeah. Do you have any daughters?
No, I'm not. I'm married, but I don't have any children.
Yeah. You like the idea of men entertaining filthy thoughts about your wife?
Not filthy, because I
what
don't
are
think
they?
That they're filthy. I think that they're...
So you're okay with your wife, then, not being faithful in marriage?
No.
Yeah, because it would be filthy for her to have a relationship outside of the bond that you've
made. No, it would break my trust.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like it, and that's why it would break my trust.
And
if
so
I was
having
okay
a guy
it,
fantasize
right.
about that indicates that that's a bad thing, and you know it is.
No, see,
okay,
I
here's
I
a
don't
question for you,
agree.
Jordan.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever have sexual thoughts about another woman besides your wife?
Sure, I have.
Uh-huh. Have you ever sat down at dinner and said, honey, I want to tell you what I fantasized about today, because I really had an amazing fantasy about the next-door neighbor lady.
Not at
that?
Dinner, but I have told her, sure.
Yeah. And have you told her just like, oh, she should just, and did she say, oh, honey, that's wonderful. Tell me more.
She was fine with it.
Uh-huh.
And she's told me about things, too, because we don't think that they're wrong.
All right.
Well, okay. I mean, this is a place where we disagree.
Right.
Obviously. But,
right. And because you think you're a good person. It's the pride issue.
Well, hold on. But so does that mean you don't think you're a good person?
Oh, dude, I know for a fact what I am. I am a very bad person in and of myself. Absolutely, positively.
Actually, can I ask you a question? This is something I really genuinely don't know, and I've always wondered watching and listening to your shows.
Yeah?
After you are born again,
yeah?
Do you continue to sin?
Sure. But it's not a lifestyle of sin, and the filthy thoughts we used to entertain, if they come zooming into our brains, we hate them. If we used to embezzle, we stop. If we used to lie, we'd want to cut off our tongue because we now hate it. Do we stumble? Yeah, but we don't dive into it. We don't live in it. We don't dwell in it anymore. And more than that, Jordan, our attitude toward it is we hate it. And we get an increasing sense that lusting after another woman, even though it's a private thought, is a filthy thing to do. It's a terribly filthy thing to do. And maybe I'm a little skeptical, I have to confess, Jordan, that it doesn't concern you that your wife has fantasy thoughts or other guys have fantasy thoughts about your wife or that you do and you think it's okay. Have a daughter and your tune might change. I know everybody does, but that doesn't make it right.
Okay. I mean, basically, the big thing is the idea that what goes on in your mind is wrong.
You don't like it.
It's not that I don't like it. I cannot feel that it's right to judge someone based on that.
Well, but you're not the judge.
No, I know I'm not. But I'm a judge of
yourself.
Well,
dude,
myself.
Okay, Jordan.
I can judge the way that you're saying God will judge me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sure you can. You'd be wrong. But hey, look, we got to take a break. I think we got the answer to the question, Jordan. And you maybe don't like this, and I'm not trying to take the parting shot. Oh, yes, I am. The answer was numbers 1 and 2.